Welcome to Church Online today as we gather together apart. Special welcome if you're with us for the first time. My name is Lim and I'll be sharing with you today. As we do each week, we light a candle here and together. It's a symbol of our unity and also a reminder of God's presence with us as we meet together in this way. This week, the Synod will be meeting at Adelaide West from Thursday to Saturday. It's reduced in size due to COVID and we'll be doing things a little bit differently as we meet. Please pray for this important meeting in the life of our church, for the moderator as he chairs it, for all of those organising it in these different times, and for all attending this meeting over the 3 days. Today, at the end of the message, we'll be sharing communion together. So you might like to have some juice and some bread ready for that. We worship together as we seek first the kingdom of God.
Today's reading comes from Mark chapter 1, verses 29 to 39. As soon as they left the synagogue, they went with James and John to the home of Simon and Andrew. Simon's mother-in-law was in bed with a fever, and they immediately told Jesus about her. So he went to her, took her hand and helped her up. The fever left her and she began to wait on them. That evening after sunset, the people brought to Jesus all who were ill and demon-possessed. The whole town gathered at the door, and Jesus healed many who had various diseases. He also drove out many demons, but he would not let the demons speak because they knew who he was. Very early in the morning, while it was still dark, Jesus got up, left the house, and went off to a solitary place where he prayed. Simon and his companions went to look for him, and when they found him, they exclaimed, "Everyone is looking for you." Jesus replied, "Let us go somewhere else, to the nearby villages, so that I can preach there also. That is why I have come." So he travelled throughout Galilee, preaching in their synagogues and driving out demons. This is the word of the Lord. Thanks be to God.
Do you wonder about prayer? Do you understand prayer? Do you feel weighed down by prayer? I know I don't pray enough. I need to pray more. What is prayer really? Today I have a message on my heart to share that I hope inspires us in prayer. In the Mark reading, we have a day in the life of Jesus. It's pretty routine for Jesus as Mark shares it. Jesus heals, prays, and preaches. And in this day of the life of Jesus, Jesus has been at the synagogue with brothers James and John, and they go to the house of the other brothers, Simon and Andrew, where it looks like dinner is going to be cancelled, as Simon's mother-in-law is desperately ill, perhaps before blokes could cook. Her fever is obviously serious, as she's unable to wait on her guests. And a fever in the ancient world was often life-threatening. Then presto, Jesus cures her. She was down with a fever and he raises her up. And she's quickly whipping up a meal for him and the disciples. She immediately takes up her call, her place to serve others. She's following the still unannounced example of Jesus in serving others. And it sounds like the word spread quickly. This is a small fishing village where we assume everyone knows everyone and everything that happens. So after dinner, the whole neighbourhood shows up begging for more miracles, and Jesus obliges them. He heals many. Notice he doesn't heal all. He heals many. Very early the next morning, while it's still dark, Jesus slips out the back door to find a quiet place, a solitary place, to pray. And he prayed. As the sun crested the hills and the morning light drew people out of their sleep, they realized Jesus was missing and started to look for him. Simon and his companions are searching, and when they find him, tell him that everyone is looking for him. And Jesus basically said, "Let's do this everywhere." They don't go back to the crowd, but travel around Galilee. In the middle of this story, we find this sentence. Very early in the morning, while it was still dark, Jesus got up, left the house, and went off to a solitary place where he prayed. It seems an insignificant line, and yet Jesus heals, prays, and goes on to preach. He often found a place to pray on his own, often very early in the morning or at night. I wonder why he did this. Did the healing take some of his energy, and this was recovery, re-energizing before the next part of the journey? Was he simply spending time with God, who he called Father, this beautiful, intimate relationship? I wonder. I'd like to share something personal from this last week that speaks into this. It was one of those days. We've all had them at some time or another. Last Sunday, I was at Adelaide West for the two morning services, but not particularly well. And just for the record, it wasn't a cough or a sore throat or cold symptoms, or I wouldn't have been here. I had to go out halfway through the first service, and I tried to find a clinic open on a Sunday. Found one just after the second service. We had contingencies in place, but we did manage to get through the second service. We went to the doctor, and the doctor sent me to emergency. I was admitted at the Queen Elizabeth Hospital surprisingly quickly, and I had quite a few attending to me. Tests, monitors, scans, ultrasound. I think I realised I was sick when the nurse that accompanied us to the ultrasound had that backpack with him, the full resuscitation and emergency bag. Apparently, I'd lost half my blood. Naively, I didn't realise how easily that happened. The haemoglobin level was down to 69, for those of you who know what that means. So I had a blood transfusion. Wasn't on my bucket list, but I was most grateful for the two bags I received. And for those of us that can, please continue or consider starting to give blood. A specialist came from the Royal Adelaide and I was admitted and had emergency surgery on Monday. Good news, they found the cause, removed it, and it shouldn't happen again. Following an iron infusion the next day, I'm re-energised once again. So why am I sharing this? It's not for sympathy or attention. I've had plenty of that, and we had lovely support during this time. I'm sharing it for one part. Being in recovery. Now, I recognise that everyone comes out of a general anaesthetic differently. When someone I know well comes out of a general, he's like a bear with a sore head. You don't want to be with him unless you've signed up for it, which apparently I have somewhere in the middle of the wedding vows. Others are incredibly groggy, but I bob up, chirping and smiling, apparently. Craig is most envious. And then there's the wait. You have to be in recovery, but there's no phone and no books and no pen and paper. So once I'm awake, I'm awake. So I try to talk with the staff, but clearly they're also busy. It's a strange place to be. It's this pending basket. You can't get up, you can't read, and did I mention there's no phone? There's nothing to do. And sometimes you feel just fine. There's this thin place between theatre and the ward, and it's called recovery. It's a place without the normal distractions of life. No phone calls to make or receive, can't check emails or Facebook, no crosswords to do, books to read. You're in this weird world. It's like you're trapped in this in-between place between unconsciousness and consciousness. It's intentional withdrawal for a purpose without distractions of normal life. You know, I wonder if prayer is a bit like that. Intentional withdrawal from the busyness of life, a place between unconsciousness and consciousness with a mystery to it. Now, something happens in recovery. There's more time. Life slows down. And when you're intentive in recovery, you start to notice things like the staff at work, the busyness of their day. It is a workplace. As you watch, you start to see the worry lines of some, the lightness or the heaviness. Those that seem to carry some heaviness, I wonder, do they have a sick partner or child or parent or debts to pay? Are there relationship issues? If there's a spring in their step, perhaps they've found love or they're anticipating time with friends or family. You know, I notice the person next to me, they're breathing, it's laboured and uneven. I wonder how they are going and how they will wake up. And on the other side is this peaceful breathing in and out and in and out. You know, recovery can be a place of noticing. Prayer is noticing, being still, quiet, being without distractions. It's best without my phone, so I can't just check for messages or emails, Facebook, the news or the weather. Prayer is being still, a thin place between heaven and earth, God and everyday life. A thin place is a place on earth where the veil between this world and the next is so sheer that it's easy enough to step through. A sacred space where heaven and earth collide. Prayer is recovery. A place of recovery, recovery from life, from the hard stuff, from the storms of life. Prayer is connection, conversation, communication, acceptance, hope, and transformation. It's listening, noticing, and watching. It is withdrawing, intentional withdrawal from the everyday. It can be solitude, writing, reading, waiting. Prayer is authentic, life, relationship, and wondering. It's both seeing and unseeing, certainty and uncertainty. It is thankful, blessing, confession, worship, adoration, joy, love, and peace, grace, patience and gentleness. Prayer is stopping. Prayer is a place where being is more important than doing. It is also crying. Crying out. And we see this in the Psalms and in the life of Jesus. And that's a whole nother message. Prayer is practical, physical, emotional, spiritual and missional. Prayer is not Facebook, a miracle cure, a fix-it, or a transaction. Prayer is a place where the human meets the divine and a place where the divine meets the human. I love the understanding of Dadiri, deep listening, by Dr. Miriam Rose Ungerber Borman. The 2021 Senior Australia of the Year talks of Dadiri. Recognizes the deep spring that is inside us. She says, within this deep spring, there is the very spirit of God, a sound, the word of Jesus. You know, what is prayer to you? Does something in this resonate with you? Our filter word for this year at Adelaide West is hope. And throughout the year, we'll be thinking about being a people of hope, knowing and trusting in the God of hope. Romans 12:12, be joyful in hope, patient in affliction, faithful in prayer. There's a call for each of us here as individuals and as a church together. You know, very early in the morning, while it was still dark, find a time to be in prayer, not to do prayer, but be in prayer. Jesus got up. Jesus was intentional. He got up. How many times have I thought of getting up, setting aside time? Left the house, left the everyday, the distractions, and went off to a solitary place, the recovery room. A thin place where he prayed. Three words modeling for us. What is prayer to you? Amen. Thank you. Communion can be seen as a thin place where we see the meeting of the everyday and the divine in the bread and the wine as Jesus' body and blood, a visible sign of God's love and grace. We're sharing communion online together again today in what continues to be exceptional circumstances. We do this together with our in-person services, and we're drawn here by God's love. Those who desire to live more fully in the spirit of grace and that call to fruitfulness. We are virtually connected, a gathered community, connected by time and also participating together for us now and with Christians across the world. So let us remember how this all began. On the night when Jesus was betrayed, he sat at supper with his disciples, and while they were eating, he took a piece of bread, said a blessing, broke it, and shared it among them. Similarly, he blessed and passed around a cup of wine from which they all drank. A body broken, a life poured out. In our remembering, we are awoken. In our partaking, we are made one with Christ in and through God's Spirit. So now, following Jesus' example, we take this bread and wine, which the Spirit blesses. And as Jesus gave thanks before sharing, let us do that also. Let's pray. Loving God, in this time and place, you prepare a table, offering not just bread or wine, but your very presence, that we may be filled, forgiven, encouraged, and sent out again. Thank you for this thin place, the meeting of the everyday, and you as the divine. Risen Christ, present with us now, for all that you have done, for all that you have promised, what do we have to offer? Our hands seem so empty. Our hearts are often full of self-concern. We're sorry for those times that we miss the mark for when we do say or think things that separate us from you or from each other. Heal our hearts, we pray. Make them clean. Thank you that these things, our sins, are forgiven. Holy God, pour out your Spirit upon us and on these gifts of bread and wine, that they may be for us a reminder of the body and blood of Christ, so that united to him we may become all that you call us to be, attentive and present to the world, until at last your reign of justice and peace comes. Through Christ, with Christ, in Christ, and in the unity of the Holy Spirit, all glory and honour is yours forever. Amen. I invite you to join me as we say the Lord's Prayer together. You can do that in your preferred version or in your preferred language. Our Father in heaven, hallowed be your name. Your kingdom come, your will be done on earth as in heaven. Give us today our daily bread. Forgive us our sins as we forgive those who sin against us. Save us from the time of trial and deliver us from evil. For the kingdom, the power, and the glory are yours, now and forever. Amen. I encourage you to take the bread and to tear it apart. This bread that we break is a reminder that we're a broken people and we're put back together by God. And the cup that we take is a sharing in the blood of Christ, reminding us of the life of Christ. And so here at this table of bread and cup, graced by the Spirit of hope and peace, we discover the wonderful love that Jesus has for us. And we rejoice that these are the gifts of God for us, the people of God. I invite you now to take and eat the bread, share it around with others in the room if you're with others, and to remember Jesus' body broken and his love for us. and we take the cup. We remember the life that Jesus lived, the life that we're called to live, called to love others above ourselves. As a scattered community, may we be a sign of hope and faith, united in community together. May this food strengthen us to love each other, to love others, and help us to be a people of hope in these uncertain times. Amen. As a part of our love for God and our love and compassion for others, we pause to pray for others. Let's pray. Arawatanha Nagapala Nugathana, God Most High, our Maker. We continue to pray for areas in our world under hardship due to war and famine or oppression. For those places that are COVID hotspots. For countries and people living in fear. And we continue to pray for a vaccine for all in our world. Lord Jesus, we pray for our communities, and we particularly pray for those affected by the fires in Western Australia. We pray for those who are working to put out the fires, those that are doing mopping up, those who are making strategic decisions, those who are in fear, and the dozens and dozens of people that have lost homes. We pray for them. We lift up the people of Western Australia to you at this time. We also continue to remember all those affected by the fires in the Adelaide Hills in the week before as they rebuild homes and businesses and communities. We pray for the Synod meeting this week, an important meeting in the life of the Uniting Church in South Australia. We pray that you would lead and guide all that we do. We pray for the moderator as he leads us, for all that are organising in these uncertain times, and for each person that is a part of this meeting. We pray that your Spirit will be present. And Holy Spirit, we pray for those that we know and love in hospital, facing surgery or recovering, undergoing ongoing treatment, looking for work, having work issues or relationship issues or feeling lonely, or simply in the waiting, in the not knowing. And we lift to you the names and faces together and pray for your love and your peace and your grace to surround them at this time. And pray this in the name of Jesus. Amen. As we've prayed and taken part in this communion, please either eat the bread or drink the rest or give it to the birds or plants back to the earth. What a joy it is to be able to celebrate communion together in this way. We thank our Lord for God's presence with us as we gather. This is our prayer in the desert, our prayer in the fire, in the battle, and in every season of our lives.
Trial or pain, there is a faith proof of more worth than gold. So remain. I will rejoice, I will declare, God is my victory and He is here. This is my prayer in the battle, when triumph is still on its way. I'm a conqueror and co-heir with Christ, so firm on His promise I'll stand. I will bring praise, I will bring praise, no weapon formed against me shall remain. I will rejoice, I will declare, God is my victory and He is here. All of my life, in every season, I still God, I have a reason to sing, I have a reason to worship. All of my life, in every season, You are still God, I have a reason to sing, I have a reason to worship. All of my life, in every season, weapon formed against me shall remain. I will rejoice, I will declare, God is my victory and He is here. This is my prayer in the harvest, when favor and providence flow. I know I'm filled to be emptied again. The seed I've received, I will sow.
We hope this service has brought you hope today. Our financial giving continues in these times. Thank you for your giving to share the good news of Jesus, hope of the world. And we dedicate our giving to God to be used wisely. Prayer is always available. Ring or email, or if you're watching live, press the prayer button. Thank you for being a part of this service, and we look forward to meeting together again next week, in person and also online. Very early in the morning, while it was still dark, Jesus got up, left the house, and went off to a solitary place where He prayed. May prayer for you be a place of being, not doing, be recovery, connection, and noticing. May it be a thin place where you encounter God in your everyday lives. And may the grace of the Lord Jesus Christ and the love of God and the friendship, fellowship, and unity of the Holy Spirit be with you and remain with you always. Amen. Blessings on your week.